In prison, they sent you up.
Who's they?
Pete.
My Pete?
He was afraid you'd flip for 25 years. Come on. Nobody does that kind of time.
I did. Got sugar?
Oh, well, we have a, what do you call, agave.
What the fuck's that? You work for me now, understand? Go out there and make some money.
This is our territory. Who gave you permission to sell?
Black McAdam?
Local biker gang.
Anything?
Well, there ain't nothing.
Let's go, my children.
The art of war states that each man has got to grow a set of faults.
Hello?
Joe, it's me.
I heard you called Tina. Radio silence for 25 years.
Why now?
I don't know.
He's dying, Dwight. My brother Joe is dying.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
It's all right.
Let me look at you.
Look at you.
You look great.
So do you.
How is your flight?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good. Tina here?
Yeah. Why don't we go see your brother first, though, before we start the whole embroglio?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just anxious.
I know. I don't think she's ready.
Me, John. Good. Go see her. My condolences, Denise.
Oh, he loved you, Dwight.
I love him too. He's a great guy.
It's just so sad. The two of you didn't speak for so many years, and now this.
Sorry. Slow, too.
Say a prayer.
I already did.
I'm gonna go smoke.
I'm gonna catch up with you.
Thanks for coming.
Your daughter's a wonderful woman. Got a degree in horticulture. Owns her own business.
This husband, Emery, he's okay?
He's a nice guy. Adores her. He's in finance or something.
Is he taking care of her?
Your condo is bigger than the house we grew up in.
Tell me about my grandchildren.
They're great. They're adorable. Twins.
Come on, seriously?
Yeah. Cody and Ryan. They're five, maybe six.
They know about me.
You know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to do it either.
I gotta go back inside.
Yeah, I gotta go too.
You coming to the mass tomorrow?
I'd like to say something at the mass.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Had a little hiccup over the festival. Territorial dispute. A couple of boys had their inventory took. Talking nitrous oxide, you two follow?
Want money?
Yeah. We cannot have that. As you can imagine, I'm getting some pressure from the top dog. To respond, if you will. Rapidly and resoundingly.
What do you want from us?
You hear what I just said? Big man's not happy. Like your attention to this. Pronto. License plate number. One of the guys we're looking for.
Yeah.
I gotta hear from strangers you're back. What's going on?
You know, it looks bad. You sneak into town and I'm not aware.
My brother died, but you probably already heard that.
This is family. You understand?
It's my brother.
Token Joe Bonanno.
But my dad.
What about him?
Just get your ass to New York Memorial in the morning.
It's my brother's funeral. I have obligations.
Remember your first and highest obligation. My father was a brother to you, too.
Don't you fucking forget that.
Hi, yes. My name is Tyson Mitchell, and I'm with the Acme Big Booty Service.
Oh, my God, he returned.
What's going on, baby girl? You good?
Better now. The hell you been?
Ripping and running, busy, you know? Hey, I got my own place now, so, you know, I'm grinding. Shit. Here we go with this shit. Hey, let me call you back, all right?
License and registration. Hands where I can see them.
Registration is in the glove.
Who's this, Dwight Manfredi?
It's my boss.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you step out of the car for me? Now, you're not under arrest, but for my protection, I'm gonna cuff you and give you a good toss.
You wearing a body camera?
Why, you wanna be a movie star?
That's some bullshit, man.
Duly noted. Ah. Have a seat.
Damn.
And you can't search my car without a warrant.
Oh, yeah? Who says?
The Constitution.
Oh, look what I found. And this smells suspiciously like marijuana.
Come on, man. It's not even mine. This car ain't even mine. I told you that.
So you're saying you stole this vehicle?
This is Dwight. Leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Hey, I'm gonna need another call, man.
Well, I need a foot massage, and it looks like we're both out of luck.
Fuck, group one.
Bottle of the Sesakaya 94, Pinot Grigio, whatever anybody else wants.
Yes, sir.
Just take care of them. Keep it coming.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's good to be home. Of course, not under these circumstances. I'm sorry, I don't remember half the people. Who's everybody here?
This is Stella. Selena.
My daughter.
That's Stella.
Yeah, there's Ethan, Stella's husband, right?
Nice to meet you, Ethan.
You know Joe, Jr.
You, I know, of course, you look exactly like your old man.
Thank you.
That's a good thing.
Thanks.
Emery, we haven't been formally introduced.
Well, I'm Emery. I'm Tina's husband.
We talked on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. We spoke briefly.
There was a phone where I was, too, you know.
I don't follow.
Well, I'm just saying you could have called and sought my blessing before you married my daughter.
The balls on you. Wow.
I'm old school. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were also indisposed, remember?
But very easy to find.
Okay. So you wanted this man to endure cavity search just to secure your blessing. You're the one who stopped calling us.
My apologies, Emery. Everybody hungry?
I don't know. What was wrong with Bamante's? We had to drive all the way to the city.
Stop with Bamante's. Nobody eats at Bamante's.
Walt, this is 4-star. Broaden your horizons.
It's very nice, Uncle Dwight.
Joey would have loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really, foie gras ravioli? I mean, come on. Uncle Joey is rolling in his freshly dug grape.
Oh, Tina.
Am I wrong?
Ooh.
Okay, this isn't about what Uncle Joey would like. This isn't even about what we would like. It's about what makes Dwight look like a big shot.
It's a nice place, that's all. It's a gesture.
Big splash, right? With the massive spray of flowers and your big fat Augusta.
Not for nothing, Uncle, but you settled the tab with Mikey C at Supreme Memorials?
We appreciate it, but nobody asked you to do that.
Denise, you didn't have to ask.
All right, so he was just trying to help.
Right, because whenever I needed help, first person I thought of was my dad.
A toast. To Joe. May he rest in peace. And two, wiping out the past. And everybody just enjoying the here and now. While we can. Salute.
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 Salute. My deepest condolences, Auntie.
Oh,
I love you.
Tina.
It's okay, don't worry about it. You guys enjoy dinner, okay? Call you tomorrow. Come on. Good night, Uncle.
My sweetheart.
So what you like at Remington?
Nothing. Get that horse cooled out, Richie.
Hey there. Heard you've been moonlighting as a tough guy.
What?
Hustle at the festival? Seminole seniors and stoners. Quite a gang you run with.
You a fucking smartass?
Easy, Jefe. Just the word to the wise.
Goody, come on, fucking go already, would
Why,
you?
Relax.
Put your hemming and horn. We know you ain't got shit.
Hey, what you don't know could fill a book.
Too bad he couldn't read it.
I'll give you all a fucking schiaff.
Language.
All right, go ahead.
The general approaches.
Hey, Jerry. Nico, Goody.
Dwight.
Ladies, hi.
Dwight, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Nico?
In town long?
In and out, why?
Here we go. That's two. Do I hear four?
Got tissue?
Let me be of service.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a gentleman.
Oh, here
come
we
on.
Go.
Easy, Vince. Come on.
What are you trying to do? Show me up?
I show Chance. You up by showing up.
Hey, oh, yeah, hey, that's right. Even in a fucking hospital?
Vince, come on.
Talk to him.
It's over.
Vince.
Let's go.
Should you take it?
You know, you ought to be a lifeguard, Nico.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'll take more of your fucking money.
Vince, sit down.
No, I learned a word in the military. Deference. It means respect.
Military. You talking about Dickinson Academy?
Yeah.
It's a military school.
I was a rank cadet.
A pair of epaulets doesn't make you George Washington. You know that, right? I'm gonna talk to your old man.
He's asleep. And the next time I call, you come right away.
You ought to get a cocker spaniel. They come every time.
Sir. Excuse me, sir. I need to go to that bathroom. Right now. It's urgent. I need to go.
Who's stopping you?
Ain't nobody stopping me. Where I'm supposed to go? Officer, please. I have to go right now, for real.
This your phone?
Yeah, it's my phone.
What's your password?
Come on, Knight. Don't make me beg you, officer.
Bingo. Show that man the head.
My pleasure.
What do I owe the pleasure?
Just wanted to hear a friendly voice.
You want to meet for coffee or something?
I can. I'm in New York.
You just booked it out of here after you run in at the music festival?
I saw my daughter.
How'd that go?
It didn't. She really wouldn't let me talk.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I was surprised. It's been 18 years.
Just keep trying. She'll come around.
You think so?
The fuck do I know?
God.
Listen, these Niger's guys, there's more to them than meets the eye, okay?
Such as?
Not over the phone.
Listen, I gotta take the phone call. I'll call you when I get back, okay?
Yeah, safe travels.
Tyson. Hello? Tyson, are you there?
Bag him. Mitchell. Tyson Mitchell.
That's me.
It's checkout time. Enjoy your stay.
I'm wearing shit, man. It's weak as hell.
I'll make a note. Next time, we'll upgrade you to less comfortable accommodations.
Ain't gonna be no next time, man. Where my car at?
Impound on King Street.
And my phone, too, man. Quit playing with me.
Says here you don't have no phone. No money either.
Oh, well, I came here with $1,200.
If I were you, I'd write your congressman.
Reached the Manfredi residence. Please leave a message.
Hey, Denise, it's Dwight. It's really nice hearing my brother's voice on the machine. There were some things I wanted to say, should have said, at the church, but I'd like to see them now. So I wrote something down. Here it goes. Little brother, you were a giant. A big man who did the little things, the things that really matter. The sympathetic ear, the helping hand, the heart of gold, the voice of reason. Steady as a rock, you were always there. Not only for your family, but to do the job you loved. I'm not sure why you loved it, but you did. Guys like Joe are a rare and precious find. Generous to a fault. Going along where others fall short. Made of mercy and malice. Full of force and foibles. They don't drop names, they pick up the slack. They don't raise their voices. They lower the temperature. They don't hold grudges. They unlock potential. They don't show off. They show up.
Hey.
Manny.
So, what the fuck were you talking about the other day?
You wanna pretend like that wasn't you at Ogallala Land?
No, it was me. I'm just asking you, like, what did you mean by word to the wise?
Ever heard of Black McAdam?
No. What is that, a band?
Not hardly. Motorcycle gang. One percenters. My old man's sergeant at arms.
Yeah, kind of like leader of the pack?
Keep laughing. They run the nitrous game out here, and they're not to be fucked with.
Meaning what?
Meaning they'll kill anyone that gets in their way.
Huh. You know, it's funny. I've actually met people like that before.
Why don't you Google them? And then let me know how funny you think it is.
Tyson Mitchell, tell me about him.
I barely know him.
And that your name is in the frequent contacts of his cell phone?
I do business with his boss, Dwight Manfredi.
And he is?
The bane of his fucking existence.
I take it that Signor Manfredi is the older gentleman.
Yeah.
And what is the nature of your business together?
I believe the term is extortion.
You extort people?
He's extorting me.
What do you have that he wants?
What does everybody want?
Dosh? Well, his mistake. Signor Manfredi, I mean, is trying to take mine.
I'd be happy to relay that message to him.
And you will. But not quite yet.
Excuse me, ladies. Help you fellas?
Is Mutt belong to you?
That depends. He wearing a tag?
You're Mitch, right? AKA Mitch the Stick. Hate to break up your little daisy chain, but we need a word.
No, thanks.
You under the impression that we're negotiating?
Get the fuck out of my joint.
Excuse me?
You want in fucking sign language?
I suggest in the strongest of terms, you take it down a notch.
And I suggest, since this establishment is situated on Cherokee land where you have absolutely no authority, that you get your fat, sorry, fucking cottage cheese asses out of here.
I'll see you soon.
Looking forward to it. What's going on?
Sorry, we're closed.
I could use some roses.
What are you doing here?
Just wanted to talk. Look, Tina, I know you hate me, okay?
I don't hate you, Dwight. I feel bad for you.
You have to call me by my first name.
It's either that or Mr. Manfredi. Dad ship kind of left port years ago.
No, Dwight, it is.
And I will admit, Dwight, there is something inside me. A little flickering ember of love for you. But something just tells me to stomp it out once and for all.
Hope you don't do that.
You're a bad bet.
How's that?
Because you haven't learned anything.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I've learned a lot.
Oh, really? Mm. Then what in God's name are you doing in Oklahoma?
It's a little late in the game for me to find a new trade.
Let's just end this now, Dwight. I want to get home to my kids.
Can I see them, please? Tina, is there any way for us just to move past this?
We definitely can't go back now, can we? You know, the day after Christmas is always such a relief. And that went for every holiday, every milestone. You learn to dread what should be happy times, and your life becomes topsy-turvy. I don't want to talk about this. Let's talk about Uncle Joe. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Would you have preferred if it was me?
No. But Uncle Joey, he was parked outside my senior prom at the El Carib, pounding Michelobes for 3 hours just to keep an eye on my date. Ma gave me her pearls. And Aunt Joanne got Anna B from the Style Inn to do my hair and makeup. You left us nothing. Nothing. Burdens. Obligations.
Yeah.
That weight. And when you went away, Ma didn't have so much as a checking account. Nico, the package Bugliosi, was the only one who'd come check in on us from time to time. Do you remember the package?
Yeah. I just saw him at the hospital.
Well, let's just say one Tuesday night, while Ma was working a double, I learned the hard way why he's called.
Why he's called what?
Nothing.
No, it's not. No. Wait a minute. That's not nothing. Stop. Called what? The package?
Just
is that?
Forget it.
What? No, I'm not. What are you trying to tell me?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it.
No,
okay?
No. Please, I'm begging you.
No, just...
Tell me what...
He did nothing. Just forget it, okay?
I can't forget.
No, please, just... Please don't
Tina,
do anything.
Please,
okay?
I'm
no.
begging you. Just tell me...
No. I'm asking you. Promise me you won't do anything. Thank you.
They finally got here.
Hey.
How you doing?
What a sight of a sore eyes. I'm hanging in there.
That's good. Where's everybody? Chicky, Nico.
They took off to the club. Mm. How you doing? You good?
Mm-hmm. Very good. I brought you this from my brother's wake.
I saw you about that.
I'm sure you would have been there if you could.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
I was thinking the other day, Pete, that when I was in the joint, I used to think about the good old days and friends, family, good times. When you finally get out, you look around, you realize the good old days were not really that good.
Yeah, it's an adjustment.
Sure, it's an adjustment. Because now I realize what I missed. Seeing my daughter grow up, become a woman, get married. And she did all that without me protecting her. And that kills me. Because that's what a good father does. Protects the ones they're responsible for. The ones they love. And then there's you. You swore on the soul of your mother you'd watch out for my wife, my kid. You swore that. And then this Nico. Did you know?
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not following you here.
Did you fucking know?
No, what?
Raging Bull. Then he says, I don't know whether the fuck I'm gonna fight him. Whose deal is it?
Vince.
I just fucking doubt.
You just doubt?
Yo!
My fucking door!
Wait!
Where you going?
I know he's your friend, Pop, but Jesus, what do we do with Dwight?
Mr. Manfredi.
Sir, you're overplaying your hand.
When I play my hand, you won't see it coming.
That's your idea of cooling things down.
No one said I was a diplomat.
I'd like to ask you a few questions about a Dwight Manfredi.
Whatever you're doing, you gotta stop.